The Torah tells us in Parshas Beshalach, the end of Parshas Beshalach, by the man, so Moshe told them, Ayiba Yom HaShishi, Lachtu Lechem Moshe, Lachtu Lechem Mishnah, and he said, Vayom Aleim, Hu Asher Dibar Hashem, Shabbosun Shabbos Kodesh, Mochar Asher Asher Tofu, Alfu Beit Kodesh, Vashu Vashelu. The warning, the Torah gives the warning that they should cook and bake everything on the sixth day and not on Shabbos. And we know, Chazal tell us, how did they cook the man? How did they bake the man? B'machshava. They didn't do it ayidei ma'isa. They didn't cook it with a fire. They thought about it. And some bring down, we see from here, that bisho ayidei machshava nechshav malacha. So it's mashra from the Torah that bisho ayidei machshava is an issur d'oraisa, or at least usur. And the question is why? The Mefarshim ask, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes, and other places, how could you say bisho b'machshava is an issur in our Torah? It can't be worse than bisho b'chama. The Gemara tells us bisho b'chama, cooking in the sun. Again, so you put the egg on the ground so they're directly in the sun, that's mutter. If you, it's told us, chama, if you put it in a frying pan, that's an issue. But cooking b'chama is mutter min haTorah. So how do we explain why, how could bisho de makshava be asur if bisho b'chama is mutter? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky answers, he wants the machalik, that he wants to point out, because it has to do with darko bakach, when is the normal way of doing things. So normally, how do people cook? Normally people cook be'esh, and they don't cook ayidei chama. So therefore, it's not considered a melechas bisho. Because that's mashra from Rashi, Daf Lamed Tes in Shabbos, that a heter levasho b'chama mishum she'ein derech bishul b'kach. In fact, that's the whole discussion when microwaves came out. So, is cooking with the microwave on Shabbos, is that an issur d'oraisa or not? So that was part of the discussion. Whether it's today, maybe it is darko b'kach. But I think Rav Moshe even alludes that it's going to become darko b'kach. But yeah, they discuss it. Since if you assume it's not darko b'kach, so it can't be issur d'oraisa. It's a further discussion, microwave on, is it bisho akum or not? But that's a separate discussion. So the Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that the reason why cooking ayidei chama is mutter, or at least not asur min haTorah, it's not considered a melechas bisho, because it's not darko b'kach. However, when it comes to the man, hayadarko levasho avos b'makshav, that was the normal way of doing things then. In fact, which would lead to a very contemporary question that's going to be coming up even more, but we have the Alexa, we have all these different devices now where you could speak to them and say, turn on the light, turn on the oven. That soon you'll have these devices working just by command. So so we see, at least from here, if bisho ayidei makshava, that's your makshava, is usur. So the shaila is here, there's no maisa. That is a question in general, whether me talking is a maisa or not, because there's a tosis, the Gemara talks about, by when you mazu an ox, or mazu an animal, it's us to mazu them when they're feeding, when they're working in the garden, in the field. So there's one opinion that says you can't scream at the animal. If you scream at the animal, it's also us because you're afraid, he's afraid to eat. So there's a tosis over there. The right we see from here, the dibor is kemaisa. So dibor is kemaisa, so that's but here we see even makshav is maisa, so therefore this could be one of the issues involved in all the contemporary issues we're going to have, and have even more, where maybe perhaps one could just think what they want to do, it will happen. So at least we have a source in the man, according to this, that, you know, if it's dark or bakach like the man, so therefore it's usur. But cooking b'chama, the reason why it's mutter, it's because it's not dark or bakach.